Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
It's when we put 2 minutes on the clock. We know life is busy. And so I read off a headline and Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more just based off the headline. Can you be charged with indecent exposure for being naked in your own house?
What? No way.
Generally, you're okay. But you should be doing something if you're naked, like vacuuming, dusting, mopping to play it safe. So, like, remember when I was naked and then the guys who were working outside saw me? Because I wasn't really doing anything, I could have looked like a purpose flash. Because intention matters. Look like, oh, what is he doing?
But if you're I'm relaxing in my home.
But if you're vacuuming naked, then those guys were being creepers. So it really is who's the real creepy person when you're looking at the person naked.
Why are you looking at me naked? You're creepy.
How could a woman turn a man off during dating?
Uh-oh, how?
Almost three-quarters of men surveyed said acting uninterested and not smiling would do the trick. Well, it's probably because you're not keeping them interested.
Yeah, right. Why is that my fault?
Second biggest turnoff is when women don't ask any questions about the guy. Not a problem for Hannah.
I was going to say, I'm coasting clear right there.
Do you feel your husband has changed since you've been married?
Ooh, tea. I want to hear that one.
81% of women surveyed said yes, their husbands have changed.
Hopefully for the better.
Yeah. A majority of them said not for the better.
Oh, wow. Ooh.
Isn't it 81% said they changed? Like,
that's
you should change and grow.
Right.
But a majority of them saying they're worse? Mm. Damn.
Ouch. Okay. Do we have anything better?
The ideal ages to hit 6 money milestones. These are big ones.
Nah.
Don't care?
No.
You haven't hit any of them?
No. All right.
How the average woman sees her body.
Okay, that's going to be negative. Keep it moving.
Okay. Who gets the ick more, men or women?
Okay.
Women suffer the ick more than men do, obviously.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, everything, like, turns guys on.
At least we're guilty of it, like, or, like, we know it.
Yeah, like, at least we're willing to admit it.
Yeah.
All right.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
It is the Brett Maga Show. I'm curious, does anyone have any, like, special memorabilia, like a collector's item of some sort or something from a movie that, like, an actual movie was on set? 855-444-6342. 855-444-MEGA is how to get a hold of us. If you have any kind of cool specialty memorabilia or anything from a movie or TV show or anything like that, AB took something from the movie that she's filming. She's an extra in a movie right now. She stole something from set.
I did. So the scene that we were filming was a party scene. And so everybody got like one of those Hawaiian leis that lights up to put around your neck. And then also a ring that lights up. And when we were leaving after our 14-hour day on set, they were like, okay, everybody, you know, give your leis to the director on the way out. And I stuffed mine in my backpack so that I could keep it.
Hilarious.
And I just kind of like rushed back like by him so that he wouldn't say anything.
So funny.
You deserved the lei after being there for 14 hours.
What kind of cheap ass movie are you filming that they're asking for the leis back?
That was probably 60 cents.
Yeah. I still don't know what this movie's about.
AB is doing this movie and they can't even afford some leis for the extra. I'm like, I mean, what the hell?
But I was like, I have to. Like, it was one of the coolest days of my life and I need something from it. Because what if I don't even end up in the movie?
Kevin, you are a big movie buff and you have collector's items. Do you have anything cool like that?
Yeah, the one thing that came to my mind right away was my daughter was really into Blue Bloods. Okay, love that show so much that I was perusing eBay and found...
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Found the script to the pilot episode.
Whoa.
Really, not that expensive.
Really?
So, because I mean, I guess, you know, you pass out hundreds of them. Who knows how many people have that script, but I have the script to
Hell
the pilot
yeah.
episode.
That's really cool.
That's super cool.
Yeah, it's not signed by anybody famous. No. I don't even know who had it, but it's like, this is pretty cool. So it's like, and all of this is a bunch of paper, you know, stuck together with those weird tack things, and you're like, okay, I can, you know, get the line. So if the pilot comes on, I could actually read along.
Dude, I have met so many celebrities, and I'm not like trying to, oh, I met all these celebrities. I never get anything signed, and people have always told me in my life that I will regret it. Like, I don't like to get things signed because I feel like it throws off the interview. I feel like then they think of me as like a fan, and so I've always felt like, oh, I shouldn't do that. And I've never once regretted. I'm like, no, you guys are silly. Now that I have kids, I do think about it more often. Like you had said, like your daughter was really into it. Like what if, like when one of my friends was doing an interview and asked like Emmett Smith for a signed like ball or something like that and got to give it to his kid. And I'm like, yeah. I don't have kids. Like that's so different. When I got to throw out the first pitch at like a Major League Baseball game, some guy tried to steal my ball. Yeah. And I was like, I want to give this to my kids. I didn't realize that like that stuff is pretty cool. If you can get like specialty memorabilia and then keep it for like and be passed down from generations.
Yeah, I'm not really one. I don't really like clutter or like extra things. So that's not really for me. The only like special memorabilia I can think of is like before I worked in radio or anything, this still stands true working in radio. I've always been obsessed with like VIP experiences. Mm. And I used to like sneak into stuff, like sneak in to get the first row of everything. And I actually like made it a thing to collect guitar picks. Like I would do anything I could to get guitar picks. So my grandpa actually like made me a guitar pick stand. And so I have a guitar pick stand of all the guitar picks I've collected throughout like all the concerts I would sneak into and everything.
Oh, that's cool.
So that's like the only thing. But I've never like, I don't think I would go out of my way to buy anything.
So like even like being on a TV set. So my son's like really big in American Ninja Warrior now, like doing the moves and he wants to learn how to like do all that stuff. I was on the set of American Ninja Warrior. One of my friends, a couple of my friends actually competed on the seasons. And so like a lot of times I see some of my friends from Dallas and I'm like telling my son like, hey, I know him. His name's Carson Williams. I hang out with him. And he's like, cool. Like, you don't care. But if I had something from the set when I was on, I would be the coolest dad ever. I'm missing out on those moments. What is something that you have from a set of a movie or some kind of memorabilia, some kind of autograph? 855-444-6342. Give us a call at 855-444-MEGA. If you have some cool memorabilia, AB is taking stuff from movie sets now. Is there something from a movie set or memorabilia that you have? 855-444-MEGA, 855-444-6342. AB stole something from the movie. She's filming a movie. She's an extra in a movie. She's a big deal. She stole something from the movie set.
Yeah, it was a party scene, so we were all wearing these glow, like, Hawaiian leis, and they asked for us to give them back after our 14-hour day, but I stuffed mine in my backpack and quickly walked out.
I love how AB, Christian AB, who would never steal anything, wasn't distressed, like, this is in payment. I worked 14 hours.
I mean, that thing probably was 99 cents. Yeah. I was like, I'm keeping it.
She's like, I'm keeping
it. And I got ripped on for stealing stuff at work.
Yeah. Let's go to Sarah. Sarah, what did people steal from your set?
Oh, I didn't have a set. I went to the Oof Ta 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 concert in L.A., and that is Jason Momoa's band where he's connected with Maui Vodka. Well, you had to have so many drink tickets. They were giving away a skateboard, and I won the skateboard, and he called me up on stage, and I got to give him a big hug. He said, which color do you want? And I said, the one that looks like your underwear.
I was going to say, were you nervous?
Awesome.
But clearly you were not, since you were talking about his underwear.
Yeah, you went right to it.
Well, he loves the black and white stripes, so he didn't even pause. He handed me the black and white stripe.
Look at you knowing what underwear he wears.
Yeah, look at that.
Well, future husband, I hope.
When you gave him a hug, did he feel like he was a monster?
Oh, he's just wonderful. He smells wonderful. He feels wonderful. Oh, you
She's
can't even
love.
Describe it. So.
Okay.
You can't even
Good
describe
enough.
It, she we
got
said.
It. We got it. It was FCC appropriate.
Right.
Sarah. Christy, what is something that you got from a movie set or some specialty memorabilia?
Actually, my son is a big hockey fan and has always been a hockey fan. And he started playing when he was six. and he got a picture with one of his favorite St. Louis Blues players, and he was so excited. And now that same St. Louis Blues player is his coach and has been for the last 4 years.
That's actually crazy.
He's the coach now?
Yeah, he's my son's coach, and we've gotten to know them, and they're awesome people. But yeah, it was just really neat how he was so excited to see him at the rink one day. And got a picture with him, and now
the piece of memorabilia he took with him is like the person.
Yeah, literally.
I got him with me.
That's
now.
That's a flex.
Yep. Jen, what's the piece of memorabilia you have?
My son at a Cardinal game was, well, he was four, and you could ask the Cardinal that was on the Jumbotron a question. My son asked if he would sign his baseball, and it was former Cardinal Paul DeJong.
Oh.
And Paul DeJong said for sure. So we went to the relations department and then gave him our information, and a couple weeks later my son received a package with two autographed baseballs and a letter from Paul DeJong saying thank you for being such a great
Oh, that's awesome. Oh my gosh,
you got like extra too. That's awesome.
Yeah, he gave the other ball to his brother.
Oh, that's cool.
But it was awesome that Paul DeJong took the time to do that.
You know, we talk about the autographs. When I got to throw the first pitch out, Michael Wacha signed my ball, so I've kept that. But I totally forgot on this subject of memorabilia. I got a chance to go behind the scenes and do interviews for Pirates of the Caribbean years ago.
Okay, subtle flex.
I know. I totally forgot about it because everybody who did this got a poster signed by the entire cast.
Oh, wow.
Well, my brother went with me, so I let him have the poster. So I always forget about the fact that my brother has the poster of Pirates of the Caribbean signed by Johnny
Depp.
You let
him keep that?
Orlando Bloom.
By Captain Jack Sparrow himself.
Yeah, all these guys. Wow. Well, when my brother moved to his fifth wheel, he gave me back the poster.
About time.
And yeah, I finally hung it up.
That's awesome.
That's really cool.
Anyone sign your lay? You need to get autographs on the way. Good thing nothing really big happened yesterday. It's the Brett Maga Show. Hannah, what will you have to talk about in the Hollywood hashtag?
I mean, my whole radio career has been like lying on this moment. The biggest hashtag I will probably ever do, Travis and Taylor have a big announcement if you haven't heard. I'll tell you all about it next.
Everyone's like, what?
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
I don't know that my heart has, like, gone back to regular beating ever since I heard the news yesterday that Travis and Taylor were engaged. And
you post a video. Were you running, or was that just your, like, heart beating when you found out
well,
on Instagram?
I did just finish a five-mile walk in that video, but I was, like, rejuvenated almost when I heard that news. It, like, shocked me back to life. I was not expecting a casual scroll on Instagram to turn into the mass announcement of Taylor and Travis being engaged. I'd also like to point out that I was the one to share to the entire show.
You were?
Yeah, Hannah broke the news to us. Yeah.
I did, and then I know you guys like ran to the Instagram and saw the whole carousel of pictures of Taylor and Travis together. I mean, props to Travis. He did it freaking right. I mean, the setup was beautiful. It was actually in his own backyard in Lee's Summit. Like that, he didn't go and like Google to like rent someplace. No, he did that in his own backyard. It was super casual. It was literally homegrown. I heard that, you know, he just asked Taylor if they wanted to have like a drink of wine out in the backyard, and then they walked out into that.
I feel like that's how regular people propose. Like they have a setup that's really nice in their backyard, and they do it before a fancy dinner. It doesn't feel like the world's biggest couple. Like you feel like they would like do it in a castle somewhere that only they could make it to. And so I love that though. I love that it feels so regular. Like for me, the thing that I love about Taylor and Travis that I actually do think they have a chance of making is I really feel like his personality matches her personality, and it feels very
authentic.
Yes. It does feel like classic cliche, like star of the football team, popular girl, but nerdy girl turns popular. But who cares? It's like cliche for a reason. They're like the perfect couple. I do think that.
It feels real to me. Like I feel like we can feel the love. I don't know if it's because I'm like really stuck on the fact they got engaged in Lee's Summit. Like I don't know why. I just can't. I cannot drop that, but I loved everything about it. The photos were amazing.
The one in particular where, like, they have their arms around each other and you can just see the way Travis looks at her and holds her. That literally made me fold. And then the
what did you think of the ring? Yeah, I was going to say, what did you
think
of
the ring? You know, I was freaking out and dying over the ring, and I had to look that up. I mean, it's just so beautiful. It cost over $500,000. But
Kevin's heard five.
I've heard five million. But here again, she
no.
is a
million.
She I've heard a, five too.
She is a billionaire. He makes a ton of money. I mean, it's still very economical for those guys.
I know. I've heard different. I'm curious of how much it was, but I've heard as much as five, which doesn't feel like a lot for them because I feel like Jennifer Lopez's like 12th ring was $5 million.
Yeah.
Well, this one is like way more beautiful than J-Lo's ring. It's an antique-styled, cushion-cut, 8-carat diamond ring. I say 8-carat, but that's like kind of floating. Yeah. It looks between 7 and 10 from my research. But if you haven't seen a picture of it yet, it has a gold band, big like cushion-cut diamond in the middle. And I would describe it as timeless, which for Taylor, I feel like is perfect. It fits her so well. It's so beautiful. It looks great on her finger. I just couldn't have loved this more.
Do you think she picked it out? Do you think she like said like this is
no?
The-
I think it was no. all him.
I think this
no
was
way.
A giant surprise all around. I mean,
she is involved in every aspect of her tour, true. Her music, her business, her life. There, and
but
then
this
all
might
of
be
sudden,
something she's able to let a little bit of control go.
Yeah,
that might be part of the
and
appeal.
That makes it so wow. much better. That
I'm
makes
curious,
it so. Much better to think of her like truly being surprised and getting the love story that she's always wanted.
Guys don't pick out old mill cushion cut thingamajiggy and no.
Travis does.
Travis's mom.
No, but they did. Travis's mom gave support. We've heard Papa Kelsey give his support. Jason just gave his support on the New Heights like podcast tease. So, I mean, it literally was perfect.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
Let's see who can get the Mega Mind question of the day correct in the Brett Mega Show. 21% of men get anxious over what? What makes men anxious, Hannah?
I think them getting haircuts makes
ooh.
Them anxious. They don't want it to get messed up. Seems like a low-key thing, but deep down, there's some anxiety there.
They get the same thing every time, though.
I think they get anxious for, like, a weekend, like Labor Day, where they're cooking on the grill.
Oh, gotta show off their grill
skills.
That's
grill anxiety.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people are gonna be judging their grill skills, all
and
right?
They can't let it show that they're scared.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll work the grill. I actually do get anxious, like, I don't want to screw it up, but I don't want to look like I know what I'm doing, but I don't. Mm.
I think I'm going to say, like, paying for dinner, like, paying for dates.
Oh, then
they're like, oh, my gosh, I don't know how much, you know, the two of us are going to
remember when
pay
Kevin
here.
Went to that fancy restaurant right. and then had to wash the dishes in the back because he couldn't afford it? He's like, is there anything free on this menu? Someone got it correct. Great guesses,
oh, wow.
guys. Yes, 21% of men do get anxious over this when they have to do what? I'll tell you who got it right next.
Mega Minds.
Give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. Someone on the Brett Mega Show has gotten it. 21% of men get anxious over what? Hannah, your guess was?
I said their haircut.
Kevin?
I said grilling, especially when you got a grill in front of an audience.
Grill insecurities.
Mm-hmm. And I said paying for a date.
Great answers. Honestly, men probably get anxious about all of those things. But the answer is 2 for 2 today. It's Hannah.
Wow.
Got both Mega Mind questions correct on a streak. 21% of men get anxious when they have to go get a haircut.
I'm on fire.
It's the same. It's the same thing every time. We have the short hair, but guys get nervous. Like
doesn't matter. The girlfriends get nervous too. Let me tell you.
Speaking of girlfriends, one lady went from girlfriend to fiance yesterday. That was Taylor Swift. We're gonna talk about that in 3 minutes. It was the story that broke the internet. Everyone was talking about it. You might have heard Taylor and Travis got engaged. I'm sure.
No biggie. I just had a heart attack.
It is the Brett Mega Show. Hannah was actually the person who broke the news to everyone on the show.
Yeah, I was on a walk and I actually got a text in my fantasy football draft saying,
yeah. Shut up.
Yeah,
I never thought I would hear Hannah say. My fantasy football draft group text was talking about
and
this.
All it said was they're engaged. And my heart just immediately dropped. I ran to Google, ran to Instagram, saw that, and was like, you know, I feel like on the news press in the next 3 seconds. I was dying.
When people did find out about it, though, like, they were, like, hyperventilating and freaking out. There is a video that's going viral of, like, the CBS reporter that found out, and, like, right before she went live on the air.
Taylor Swift is engaged. Taylor Swift is engaged. This, come back to me. She just posted it. Oh, my God. Oh, it's huge. The ring is ginormous. This is so exciting. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's on her Instagram. It's on her Instagram. It's on her Instagram. Oh, my God. 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 I feel like Paul Revere right now.
Hannah said the same thing. That's so funny.
Yeah. I felt like, yeah, that meme. I actually reposted the meme on the Brett Megas show, like the dude riding the horse with the lantern. That's how I was telling every single person I knew. It was quite satisfying.
Everyone did check their Instagram, and I thought the way she announced it was interesting, kind of cute, but just interesting. Your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married.
Mm-hmm.
And that everyone went, ran to go see if this was actually true, like the CBS reporter. But it did make me think, like, that is literally the perfect jobs for them. Like, if they weren't a professional football player, maybe the best football player of all time, and maybe the biggest music star of all time,
mm-hmm.
they would just be gym teachers. The, English teachers.
I mean, that is pretty good. That. That's yeah. pretty good.
What job would you give if Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce weren't Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce? You saw them on the street together. You would think, oh, that guy does what for a living? That woman does what for a living?
Okay, so for Travis, stick with me here. I could see Travis. He got this job through a family friend that like really likes him. It's a family friend that was like, man, I always could see something in him. Like, definitely was like the favorite kid of the friend group, like recommended him this job. And I'm going to say he works in sales and like absolutely kills it.
Really? I could not oh, see
but
him
through
in
a
sales.
Family ran business.
All right.
Okay.
Through a family ran business. And I think that, I mean, that makes total sense in my brain that it's a family ran sales business.
And then what does Taylor do?
Okay. So Taylor would work for a nonprofit.
Okay. Okay. I respect
she,
that.
She like totally like she doesn't yeah. care about the money. She'll figure out the money later. And for some reason, like sweaters are in my mind. Like something with
drinking
sweaters.
Drinking chai tea and heading yeah. to work.
Sweaters
in
for cats yes. is what yeah. her nonprofit yeah. is.
Hilarious. Kevin.
I see her more as a librarian. You know, if she's
I put
not,
down librarian
yeah,
too.
If she's
like,
not an English teacher, yeah, because you know, she's got such a wealth of knowledge in on books. She's very, very book smart and knows how to, you know, write. And then I think for Travis to me, I think that he's already going to be doing this. I think if he wasn't an athlete, he would be a reporter. He would be something with sports.
So I'm a podcast host.
Exactly.
But he's actually a podcast.
Exactly.
It's funny because I put librarian down for Taylor because my mother-in-law is a librarian. Like, she works at a library. She's not technically a librarian. She actually have to degree for that and stuff like that. But there's, like, old women tea all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Taylor would be so into it. Like, coming in with her chai latte and then hearing the gossip from the librarian ladies.
Maybe. See, I was thinking more like, what would a power couple be? And I think a doctor and a nurse, where Taylor's the doctor and Travis is the nurse.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
Yeah.
I
love that.
I can just see them like working in the hospital together, passing each other in the hallways. Like, I just think that's
Meredith Grey
yeah.
vibe.
Yeah. Yeah. Hannah's like Grey's Anatomy, loves it.
Yeah, I love that.
Okay. I think, honestly, Travis is the guy who comes in and puts your internet in. Like, you just see him like putting on the blue boots so he doesn't get stuff on. Like, where do you want your Ethernet cord? I can just see him working in
see that.
Like, yeah, yeah, he's the guy like installing stuff or working construction. One of those things. Like, hey, I'm here to fix your, you know, faucet or plumbing or just some blue collar job.
Yeah.
They did propose in a very regular person way. They proposed at his house in Lee Summit, said, let's go out and get a glass of wine, had this proposal that happened in their backyard. So, well, even though they're the biggest in people on the planet, they still feel regular people to us. And I thought the caption was perfect. Your English teacher and your gym teacher are now getting married, and the whole school is gossiping about
it. Well, now I can't see him as anything other than the Ethernet guy.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.